You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, a police pursuit ended in tragedy when three teenagers driving a stolen car died as a result of a police chase. Police pursuits are one of the more contentious parts of police procedure due to the high number of injuries and deaths that result from them and the many reviews that have been carried out as a result. I spoke with Police Minister Stuart Nash about current procedure and what, if anything, needs to change. So do you feel police pursuit procedure is adequate in this country given the high number of injuries and deaths that result from them?
Well, I do at this stage, and the reason I say at this stage is because we're well aware that the IPCA, the Independent Police Complaints Authority, is doing another review of the police policy. So keeping in mind, this would have to be one of the most reviewed police policies on the books. And every time there is a death, there is a thorough investigation that has taken place by the IPCA as well as by police to ensure that they got everything right. And sometimes, you know, the investigation comes out and says they didn't. But by and large, I'm happy with the policy, and I think we absolutely need to give police the discretion to determine whether to pursue or not, or when to pull out.
Because in 2009, the IPCA recommended that the primary factor that be considered by police when deciding to engage in a pursuit was danger to the public, and this recommendation was largely ignored in favour of internal review by police. Do you think they were right to do this?
Yeah, and my understanding at the moment is that is the number one consideration when they determine whether to pursue or not, and that is danger to the public and also danger to police. So you find that well over 50% of pursuits are actually abandoned because police make a call that that whatever is going on poses a greater risk to the community and to the public than it's worth chasing. So that is the number one priority for police, and that's health and wellbeing of the community.
And you've mentioned that there are sort of endless reviews on this part of police procedure, but very little has changed. The statistics, if anything, getting worse. Do you think anything will come from this new review by the IPCA?
Well, things are getting better in the sense that I think police are deciding not to pursue more often. Keeping in mind, you know, the latest incident where those three young boys died in Christchurch, the police actually stopped pursuing after 60 seconds, and then another group put down the road spikes where they thought the car was going to be, and they were right because, you know, that's where the car turned up. But by and large, I think the police do use their discretion in a way that saves lives. You know, let's not mask the fact that it is an absolute tragedy whenever anyone dies in these sort of circumstances. But let's not forget that these three guys who died recently, they were travelling at 130 kilometres an hour, running red lights in the middle of Christchurch. I mean, in a way, we're incredibly lucky. We're not, we're not talking about a double tragedy where they hit some innocent car that was actually travelling at 50k an hour and going through green lights. So, you know, when you look at danger to the public, I would say 130 k's an hour, running red lights in the middle of a city poses significant danger to the community.
But surely that's not something they deserve to die for. I mean, these were kids, basically. I don't think they had the sort of cognitive ability to foresee that police could possibly kill them for speeding.
No one deserves to die, no matter what they do, no matter how heinous the crime. No one deserves to die. Let's get that straight. But we also have to ask, what could have been the outcome if the police had taken no action? And that could well have been that innocent Kiwis ended up dying. Look, I have a real problem ceding our streets to these guys who just decide to run. Now, at some point, we've got to take a level of personal responsibility. And I hear your argument that, you know, at 16 years of age, you don't have the cognitive ability to actually make a split-second decision around, you know, what are the consequences of my actions here. But I would also argue that travelling at 130k an hour running red lights poses a significant threat to our community, and the police actually have a role of protecting our communities, and they were doing what was right. Ordinarily what would have happened is this. Keep in mind that what road spikes do is they don't automatically deflate the car and turn into some sort of, you know, flying bomb. they actually deflate the tyres quite slowly, and so the car is supposed to come to a, you know, it's supposed to slow down and stop, but not immediately, if you know what I mean.
And I mean, how difficult is it for police to make this decision whether or not they should chase? Is there adequate training at the moment for officers?
Yeah, and that's a very good question, because, you know, we've got 10,000 men and women out there driving around, you know, sworn officers driving around keeping our community safe. Now, you would assume that an officer that's been on the, you know, been on the streets for 15 years probably has a better sense of when to pursue and not than an officer that's been there for sort of 5 months.
But is this something they get specific training in?
Yeah, they do, and very much so, and they're very, very aware of circumstances when they should pursue and when they shouldn't pursue. And I would actually argue that you would probably find the new officer is more cautious than an old hand. Now, I'm not, but, you know, I don't want to cast aspersions on anyone here, but the police do use their discretion, and like I said, in over 50% of the chases, they end the pursuit very early on because they sense that the risk to the community of pursuing is probably higher than not pursuing.
And has there been studies that you've looked at into the effectiveness of police chases?
I haven't personally looked at them, but I have read a couple of the IPCA reports, and obviously we're expecting one at the beginning of February, and they will certainly look at the effectiveness of this. But, you know, we've got to ask the question, so if police don't pursue, what's the alternative? Well, the alternative is that if you've done something wrong and the police spot you, all you need to do is put your foot down, and within 100 metres you're away scot-free. Now, I don't think that that is an alternative that we want as a community, and certainly as the Minister of Police, I wouldn't like to take away all responsibility from the police of having to chase those who they think are causing harm to our communities.
Well, I'm not sure it's entirely true that that's the only option, is either police chase or they let them get away. I mean, you know, jot down the number plate. I'm sure you could follow things up.
Well, yes, and you're dead right there. So what I would say to people who sometimes want to, you know, want to run, that the police will get your number plate and they will find you by and large. But keeping in mind the guys who were, you know, these three kids that died recently, the police assessed pretty early on that the car they were driving was stolen. And so that's all this is saying to every person that steals a car: put your foot down, your way scot-free. Because in essence, that's what we would be saying if we said to the police, no pursuits.
And just finally, this new IPCA report that is expected to come out, how are you going to ensure police really do take the report seriously and implement some changes from it? Because, I mean, there is a possibility that they could, as they have with previous reports, largely ignore it. So are you going to really kind of make some changes from it?
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is that it is actually an operational decision. I don't mean to absolve myself from any formal responsibility here. But what I would say is the police do take this thing very seriously. You know, the last thing police want to be doing is, you know, is sending bodies to morgues and knocking on doors, telling someone that their loved one has died in a police pursuit. That is not what police want to do at all. But I know that the police are looking forward to seeing what the IPCA have to say. It is a pretty fulsome report, I understand. And what I certainly will be doing is, once the report comes out, is asking the Commissioner of Police to give me a briefing on what police are going to do with the recommendations that come out of this. But, you know, it's it is a very tricky situation. Keep in mind that about 99% of people who are signalled to pull over by the police actually do. There's about 4,000 police pursuits every year. Very few end in tragedy, but everyone that does is a completely preventable death, and that's the tragedy of this whole the whole situation.
But if they say we've got this report, we've looked at it, and we're not going to change anything, will you just accept this?
Look, it is an operational decision, but I will have to hear. I'll have to wait and see what the police commissioner says. Hey, but one thing I would say, and I would ask your listeners to mull on. If someone is running red lights at 130k an hour in the middle of the city, do we think that police should just look at this and go, bloody idiots, and turn the other cheek? Or do we think that police should do whatever it takes to stop this? Because I would argue, if police hadn't put down those road spikes, then again, we could well be dealing with a tragedy where these kids had hit an innocent who was driving at 50k an hour and obeying the law, and that would have been, that would have compounded the tragedy tenfold.
Yes, that was Minister of Police Stuart Nash talking about police pursuit procedure. BFM reporter Bevan Tucker also spoke about police chases. He spoke with People Against Prison Aotearoa's Emmy Rakiti about police pursuits and why they aren't worth the risk.
Police pursuit policy has been wildly out of step with public good for a long, long time. So there's an organisation called the Independent Police Conduct Authority, which is mandated with oversight over police policy and police behaviour. When a cop roughs you up, or when a cop isn't wearing their badge and you want to make a complaint about them, then you do it to the IPCA. And the IPCA has actually investigated police car chase policies four times since 1990, and every single time they recommended that police pursuit policies be seriously curtailed, if not completely banned.
Is there any danger that people would take advantage of the banning of police chases? And if so, how could this be averted?
No, there's not. The Independent Police Conduct Authority, in their most recent investigation into police car chase policies, found that in many other countries, particularly Orange County, California, hardly low-crime places, but when those areas banned police car chases, there was no measurable effect on crime whatsoever. There was absolutely nothing. And so when we have this horror crash where three teenagers have their car spiked, crash into a tree, and then burn to death trapped inside a car, we have to ask ourselves, why did we allow that to happen when there is no reason to think that there would be any more crimes committed if we didn't do these kinds of horrific chases?
To what extent do you agree that this decision is overdue?
Civil society, government policymakers, community organisations have all been calling for police chases to be banned for years, if not decades. And it's only groups like the Police Association and bureaucrats at the Ministry of Justice that have held off on making these kinds of changes. But people have been calling for this for a long, long time. The costs are just not worth it. There are negligible, if any, benefits whatsoever to these kinds of police chases, where overwhelmingly the person who's fleeced from the police is only guilty of a misdemeanor. It's simply the math just doesn't add up. It's not worth it. We should have stopped this a long time ago, and we should.
What kind of reception are you expecting from the public regarding the recommendation, and what kind of reception have you had in the past?
People are sick of teenagers dying horribly for no reason, and that's the overwhelming feedback that we get from people when we talk about this at meetings, when we post about one of these crashes. The overwhelming feedback that comes back is that this is not worth it. There are these police pursuits are completely pointless. You know, a family lost two children, and another family lost their child in the past few days. For what? To track down a stolen car? There are easier ways to find a stolen car, and frankly, recovering a stolen car isn't worth the risk to the public, to human lives, to young people, that these kinds of pursuits have been exacting. We just don't need to do this anymore.
What needs to be done to get this recommendation incorporated into law?
This is easy. The Minister of Police, Stuart Nash, could do this straight away with a ministerial directive. He could literally just write it down on a piece of paper, no more police chases, and send that to the police commissioner, and this would be over. It could be done tomorrow. Stuart Nash should take immediate action to ban police pursuits. There have been 27 deaths in police pursuits in the last 3 years. More than half of those have been teenagers, have been young people. These pursuits are reckless. These pursuits serve no criminal justice purpose. These pursuits don't make our communities any safer. In fact, they make them measurably less safe. It's time to stop killing young people on our roads. It's time to end police pursuit.
Around, you know, up to...
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.